service is having. This was pretty well organized at one time, then I got to having thoughts. I went to organization, but perhaps what you're doing is we struggle through it together. The world that we live in is no accident. Anybody who knows anything about it at all can look at the vastness of the universe, the perfection and precision that exists within it, the ability to predict where a celestial body may be 1,000 years from here with precision. That's no accident. There's a lot of cases given by various people over a period of time as to just if this were an accident, it'd compare with something like an explosion in a printing shop resulting in an unabridged dictionary. Well, that won't quite get it. That's still not enough. But there's a God. The God made us. That's the only way we could be here. And you look at how marvelously and wonderfully we're made, as the psalmist said. You can see that no man or group of men could ever do that over how millions, billions of years. It just won't happen. We are the product of an amazing, intelligent being, the one and only God in heaven. The world is evidence of its own. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day showeth utter speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where this voice is not heard. We enter Psalm 37 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young, now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, lendeth, and his seed is blessed. And Jeremiah 10:23 said, it is not in man that walketh to direct his way. That means it's impossible. We're not capable of it. We need direction. And where we get a direction, it's all important. There was a movie made in 1960 called La Dolce Vita. Not many of you will remember it. And I don't remember much about it except in Italian, I believe in the language is, it means something like the wonderful life, the good life, La Dolce Vita. Well, the movie showed what a wonderful life people have when they go their own way. Of course, that wonderful life's not going to last. But we have it good. And I wonder how many of us realize just how good we have it here today. The people in this auditorium especially. Every good and perfect gift comes from that God who made us. It cometh down from the Father of lights, according to James 1:17, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow turning. He's solid. He's like a rock. He won't change. We can depend on him. And then we're instructed by the Lord in Matthew 6:33, familiar passage. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. These things were the physical things of life. How many of us are truly lacking in that? How many of us have more than we need? How may we use that excess of blessings to the glory of the Lord? That's what we need to be working on. I want to work a couple of songs into the lesson. First one is Number 249, we have it, no, it'll have to be, seek you first, there it is. We'll sing all three verses. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, the scripture says. Come to this earth willingly, lovingly, knowingly. entered into greatest agony we can imagine. Not having the nails driven through the hands and the feet and hung on a cross, or having side pierced with a sword, but the agony Jesus faced and went through for us has taken our sins on himself, crucifying those sins so that they wouldn't crucify us, and we can have life and life eternal. Sing song number 189, please. Righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. And we can be in that group. Poor living. I'm going to find it. There we are. Let's sing one verse and we'll let Bobby have it next. No soul redeemed in the love that claimed it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed in its infinite mercy, which shall live forever I am. Got more stuff than I can handle.